Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here again to do some instantaneous healings with everyone. And we'll see if our co-host is on here, Sylvia. So, Sylvia, are you out there?
Hi, yes, I'm out here in cyberspace, and welcome, everyone. It's great to be here with you today. And welcome, Ron. We've missed you the last few days. You've been at the expo. We've been having some great radio programs with the archives, but it's wonderful to have you live again today.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. The Light Chamber was a great success in San Francisco here. So I guess we'll do some entity work first for everybody. And entities, again, are the emotional body of people who passed on. These bodies just kind of hang around, needing a life source, which is basically us, to live in. Initially, they had a body, and the body no longer is physical and living, so they look around for a host, and the host will come to you, they'll come to the host, which is you, according to your traumas that you've had, pain, etc. So whatever you're dealing with in your life, that can draw entities to you. And so we're going to start to release them out of your body. So we're going to go to your feet first here and work with the bottom of your feet and work way up ankles and knees and waist. If you have any problems with the joints, you might just kind of focus there a little bit and just kind of notice what's happening to you. Take a body scan and have your body kind of tell you if there's any entities in there, and your spirit will help to release these energies from you. So here we go, taking away entities. We're going to be working now on our internal organs, working our way up, going to our shoulders, going down our arms, wrists, fingers. We're going to start working with our neck and our head, and they're starting to leave now. Remember, your spirit is actually helping to release these out of you. So in order to do it yourself, you must command your spirit to help you with this process here. And that feels pretty good. We're going to bring more of you back into your body. So we're going to go out now and collect the parts of you that have left. Your trauma and pain, anxiety, fear, whatever it would be. Anything that's in judgment is why your spirit leaves you. Because the spirit only works with love energy. Here we go. And we're coming back in, and I'll count to 10. As you come in more into your body with your spirit. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll count again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So again, just do a little body scan. You might want to stand up and walk around, twist, bend over. Just kind of see how your body's feeling, how it's responding to having more of you with yourself. Next, we'll do a chakra alignment. So we start with the heart chakra first, and here we go. That's perfect. Throat chakra, good. Third eye, good. Power chakra, second chakra, first chakra, great. Now we're going to open your chakras up if you wish to. You can have this done. We go body width with the chakras to allow you to have more energy coming into your body for healing. So here we go. Heart chakra, use the word spin to open it up. Spin, 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 open. Now we're moving up to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And now to your third eye. Spin, 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 open. Going back down now to your power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. And again, just kind of sample your energy. You should feel a little more alert right now in your body. You should have a little more heightened consciousness. And now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. This is where you want to get your guidance from, inside of your heart center. So what we're going to do now is move your mental faculties, we'll say, your mental body, your awakening consciousness, there's different words for it, whatever seems to work for you. We're going to move this down into your heart center so you can have your guidance. So here we go. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. 1st floor is your heart. I'm going to drop you down. I'll do it slow so you can actually feel the energy move in your body. And here we go. So 10th floor we're starting with, going down to the 9th, and 8, and 7, and 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And just kind of sit back and relax, and we'll let you have some silence here for about a minute so you can connect to your own guidance inside. Your thoughts should feel like they're coming out of your heart area, out of your chest cavity. If you're in your head and you didn't drop down, then that's where the energy will come from. You actually feel like nothing happened to you, but you should all feel pretty much inside of your heart center. So I'll let you have some silence here for this inward connection to your own guidance and your spirit. And again, I'll drop you down a little stronger here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. That feels wonderful. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. So are you there, Sylvia?
Yeah, that was wonderful. Thank you so much for that. It's always good to get heart-centered. And, you know, what you said a little bit ago about the spirit only works in love energy, and you've said many times that the spirit cannot and will not come into density, and that density is basically made up of judgment. And so it seems like it would be pretty safe to say then that it's our judgment energy that drives our spirit out of contact with us or out of harmony with our bodies and kind of keeps us separated from the divine.
Yes, that's correct. Yes, once you get into your head or the mental body, that energy normally is not conducive to the spirit energy. And you want to always go inward for your guidance. During the San Francisco New Living Expo, there's a lot of people doing a lot of interesting things there. And a lot of that is strictly mind energy that we're seeing people doing and talking about different types of modalities and how they're using force of will to create things or to use force of will in their healing practices. And the lightship only uses heart energy. And there's one person at a booth that to me was a little disturbing. And what he was doing was expanding people's auras out. And, you know, it's nice to see where your auric field is. And most people are typically, you know, as everybody may know, between probably 4 to 10 feet. And he was giving them a card, and this card somehow allowed the field to typically maybe almost double. And I don't know why he was doing this, because you really want to have your aura right next to your body. The reason for that is because it's not like showing your power of strength, how much your aura is going out. Remember, that's your energy field, what your body's using. And as you expand it out to make it stronger around you, then as people walk into your auric field, that can be damaging to you, and you can be taking on some of their stuff. And nobody wants to do that. So, at least I don't think so anyway. So always, you know, have your auric field close to your body to allow yourself your own personal space. No reason to have somebody else's space in your space. So if you don't know that, just have your spirit talk to it and say, I want my aura and also your body. Either one will work fine because your body is conscious. And just say you want your aura to be really close to your body. In fact, we'll do a little session here with you on this here. So what we're going to do is, if you're in a quiet location and you wish to do this, we'll have your auric field go out about 10 feet around you. So we'll just say it's going to be a 20-foot diameter. Okay? And I'm going to bring it out 1 foot at a time for everyone. So I'll just count to 10, and that will be equal to 20 feet. So in front of you, it'll go out 10 feet, and behind you also 10 feet. And you can see how it feels to have the energy outside of yourself more. So here we go. 1 foot, 2 foot, 3 foot, 4 foot, 5 foot, 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot, 9 foot, and 10 foot out. So just take a mental note here, kind of scan, and just see how you feel. You may be able to actually maybe feel trees around you, or maybe the walls, maybe outside of where you're located right now. You might feel the energy out there. And now we're going to bring it back to you, and we'll put it back at the 5 foot area. So here we go, coming down now from 10 foot, 9, 8, 7, 6, and 5 feet. And you should feel like there's less stuff going into your auric field, okay? Which means that you're being disturbed less by things around you. Now we're going to bring it right back to your body here. We'll go within 1 foot of your body. So here we go. So from 5 foot, we're going down 4, 3, 2, and 1 foot around you. You should feel a little more condensed. Things around you should not affect you as much. And that's also maybe including electromagnetic radiation around you, okay? Now we're going to come and go back a little bit closer to you. We'll come into 1 inch around you, okay? So here we go. So from 1 foot, we'll go 11 inches, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1 inch around your body. So you should feel like you're really self-contained right now. Another way of saying this, you may not feel quite as spacey. Some people who have an auric field all around them a great distance, it's great to observe things that way, but you don't really get connected to yourself too much. So it's best to keep your own energy system intact and complete and in wholeness with yourself rather than having other things go in and out of it. So I'll just turn it over to you, Sylvia. Any comments there on fast chat or anything?
Oh, that was very, very interesting. I agree with you that having the auric field expanded way out to 20 feet around that way is kind of dispersing. It kind of actually puts your energy, like you said, too spaced out. And yeah, it's also very much kind of like a bit of a sensory overload because you're feeling all that stuff around you. And having the energy, for me, having the energy come right back around the body was very energizing, and the feeling of being kind of put together and just, you know, felt much better that way. So that's quite interesting. If anyone would like to share their experience with that, you can do that right now by going on to the Fast Chat. You just click on the Fast Chat button that's right below the beautiful picture of the lightning on the Creation Lightship page, and then you can just type in a name if you like and your message. You don't have to put your email address in. You can just type away. So let us know how you experience that. And, you know, another thing I was thinking of, Ron, when we were talking about the judgment factor, and that is that usually whenever we talk about that, a question comes up for people about, well, how do you survive? You know, can you use your mind? What's the difference between, I guess, judgment and discerning things around you?
Boy, best way to be all the time is in the moment. And in the moment, you probably won't have a lot of judgments. Remember, when you're outside of the present moment, then you're recycling your past. And when you recycle your past, then you're bringing into your life the past energies that you've dealt with. This is why I do the emotional clearings for people all the time, so that you can get out of the past and move forward within your life. Should we do a sample of that, Sylvia, you think?
Yes, let's do that. But just before we get to that, we have a question from Chris on the Fast Chat saying, so a way to combat sensitivity to other people's stuff is to request that your aura be close to your body?
Yes, that is correct, yes. If you're out maybe in the desert someplace, you know, and you want to expand it out, that's wonderful. You might feel, you know, the trees and maybe the mountains or whatever around you, and that might feel great to you to feel that the other energetic systems around you. Remember, there's other life forms, even rocks have, you know, intelligence, so you can expand yourself out and you're, in a sense, feeling their energies, which you might kind of think of as oneness, okay? Because then you're sensing other energies around you. But when you deal with people that are in judgment, then you're picking up that auric field from people, and that has all the baggage in it, and that baggage can come into you if it resonates to you. Also, entities can come in, and so it's not really good to have your auric field expanded. And if you're in the maybe a nurse or a doctor listening, and you know, you go to the hospital and this is what you're doing, people who are in a lot of pain, that auric field is like, you know, all the way out around you because it's just frantic with this pain energy. And then people walk in and out of your auric field, and it's very difficult to have healings because you're interfering with the person's energetic system. So it's always good then if you're able to help the person move that energy field close to their body to have that feeling of that there's their own security. Otherwise, it takes, you know, longer to have the healing take place in the body as you're interfering with your energetic patterning.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. So I guess you could say one thing, the moral of the story would be if you're going out to nature in a you know, beautiful, peaceful surrounding and you want to expand your aura out to experience that, remember to bring it back in when you're going into a location where you're dealing with other people around you or maybe computers or things like that where you can pick up a lot of energy that you might not want to.
Yes, and your auric field is not really necessarily your spirit energy, your psychic awareness, okay? So your auric field is what your body puts out, and that's the energies of your body. Now, if you want to have, say, more, I'll use the word psychic radar, where you're actually going to be looking at things, and your spirit gives you that. So you can pull in your auric field. Let's just say that you're walking at night on a dark street, and you want to feel yourself being safe, well, and you want to sample the energy around you, then you can just put out your psychic abilities all around your body, and you can tune into things happening around you. And, you know, that's okay to do that, but that's your spirit helping you. Your body sometimes will not be able to detect that, or your spirit will, because then you're putting out your own field of a different type of spiritual energy to look for safety and make sure that it is safe going down a certain street or something. But your body can also detect that, but it's much better to use your spirit energy, because then your spirit can talk to you.
And would you say for doing that, would you say that that's more of a third eye type function?
Yes, in a sense it would be, yes. Remember, the more that you are in your body with your spirit, the greater your intuitive awareness is going to be. When you don't have your spirit with you, then your awareness drops down greatly to hardly anything at all. And then at that point, you know, naturally when you're not home, who is, and entities come in. But aside from that, to really be in tune with yourself, with your body and your own spiritual awareness, you want to have your spirit with you, and that's your psychic radar, if you wish to use that terminology for that. So your spirit gives you that gift of that awareness.
Well, wonderful. So, boy, we have a lot of comments on the fast chat. Thank you, everyone who's commenting. We have people commenting about feeling more energy when their aura was brought back in. Other people commenting on how the New Life Expo was great and the light chamber that you had there was wonderful. So that's great. And I know people are looking forward, some people on the West Coast or who can get to the West Coast are coming to the WESAC Festival, which is in May, I think the 16th to the 18th, if I'm not mistaken, where you'll have a booth with the light infusion chamber as well. So you want to mention that a little bit so people can maybe plan to come to that next month.
Yes. So if you wish to come to Mount Shasta, you can. And our booth will be in a different building adjacent to where they're having the WESAC Festival. I believe the WESAC Festival is $300, but the exhibitor booths are all free. So if you wish to come to it and experience the light chamber and the other exhibitors, you can without paying any money to go to it. So that's a real big bonus. A lot of the expos that people have, you know, you have to actually pay to come into them. But this is free to people who wish to see the different exhibitors. And I'll be there at the light chamber. So I hope to see the people who can come to this event. And it's quite an experience to go into it. It's beyond words once you go into the light chamber. We could probably do some healing, and then I'm going back to New York. I'll be there the first weekend, I believe, in June with the light chamber again. And that was a really big success back there. So that's where we're going back for the second time. And it'll be a lot of fun seeing the people in New York again.
Oh, that's great.
So let's do an emotional clearing. This
wonderful.
This is three clearings in one. It's a clearing that heals your spirit of traumas and stuff that your emotional body imprinted onto your spirit. So it clears your spirit, your emotional body, and your physical body. So in a sense, what you have is bodies that do absorb energies. The emotional body was initially here to instilled in us from the earth spirit to sample love and how much love there is happening on the surface here, so we could have a way to understand its and see its growth, we'll say, of the people on the surface, and to feel more love energy. And that was probably, you know, a long, long, long time ago. And since then to now, the emotional body is more like a self-defense mechanism, and people get upset easily because they get emotionally overloaded. Another way of looking at it is that this body, in a sense, now is kind of being used to absorb the energies that's coming to us so that your physical body won't get overloaded completely with the traumas that you may be experiencing. Because if all those traumas hit you at the full rate of the intensity, then your physical body might actually die instantly because of the process that happened. Remember, normally you're getting some type of psychic attack energy, of mind energy, because it's an event and it works in the mind. Remember, the heart energy will never cause any problems whatsoever to you. So you have basically two energies, heart energy and mind energy. So whatever's happening to you, it's normally directed by the mind type of energy. And this body is kind of like a sponge or shock absorber, so that your body will not get the full intent, the full blast of this awful energy coming to us, and it absorbs it. and then at that point it needs to be cleaned out or cleared. So the emotional clearing helps to release these traumas from your past. And it's very, very effective. It can change your life instantly. So here we go. We're going to go back. We'll go back a few days here. So I'll go back 4 days from now here. And here we go. In fact, I'll go from last, we'll go from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and today's Monday. So what happened to you on Friday, we're going to clear from you. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared. This is your emotional traumas. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And for Saturday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sunday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And the way to see how it's working is just to look at it since a situation that you dealt with since Friday. And it should be very, very distant to you. And if it was something that was really traumatic, it should be released almost completely from you. So just take a note here, look at a situation. Maybe close your eyes, take a deep breath. If it was really traumatic, you might be afraid to, but as you look at it, you're going to say, wow, this, I can see the event happening, but you know, I don't have that emotional intensity on it, this negative effect. Or it's taken away my life force energy. So just take a look at it now, and I'll give you about 20 seconds to do so. Okay. Anything on Fast Chat, Sylvia, or should we do some more clearings?
Well, I think it'd be great to do a mental body clearing so we can kind of get into the difference there between the emotional body and the mental bodies.
Okay, so here's a mental body clearing. We'll do the same time frame. So here we go on Friday. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and Saturday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and Sunday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And again, just kind of take a mental note, do a body scan, to see how you are feeling. The mental body is like defragmenting your home computer, so it can take away you know, mind chatter. It can make you think a little bit clearer. Make your thoughts a little bit faster. And people who are involved with a lot of mental stuff, these clearings definitely help you to regain, you know, like a better quality of life so that you're not tied up in knots all the time mentally. I'll do another clearing here. We'll do a feeling body. And a lot of people live in their feelings more so than the emotions. I find about 20% of the people live in their feelings completely. And again, that could be from maybe having their auric field out too far, and they're trying to sample for their security, for their safety, the energies around them, and that works with feelings. So they actually use their lower chakras to sense energy as opposed to using your third eye where it's safer. So if you are running body energy from your lower chakras to sample whether, you know, you're going into a room that's safe or not, That can actually, in the long run, cause you physical harm and damage because you're running more of a physical energy into you versus just looking at it and scanning with it mentally or using your spirit energy, we'll say, to understand it. So here we go. Here's your feeling body. So we'll do the same time frame. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next day, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. We'll do one other clearing here. A lot of people at the expo, some requested to do, you know, a fear body because they were dealing with fear. So we'll do this for everyone. Here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, a couple of days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared yesterday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And I'll do one other clearing. We'll do one on anxiety. Here we go. So, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. A couple days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And yesterday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, well, I'll just ask you a few questions here while people are kind of sitting with this energy and let them experience that for a little bit before we get into other healings. So one person is asking on the fast chat, and this question comes up from time to time when we especially have a new listener, and that is, when you're doing the clearings, why you work with the six chakras instead of the seven?
Well, the six chakras are more physical. The seventh is more spiritual. And since we live in a physical world here, this is what needs to be cleared out of you. That's the main reason.
Okay, great. Thank you for answering that. And I'd like to talk a little bit about how many bodies there are. I think you've mentioned the number, if I'm not mistaken, 108 different energetic bodies that all kind of work together to form our physical body.
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
So there are so many of them, and all of these different bodies can store densities in them and so forth?
Yes, unfortunately, that's the case, yeah. And then there's also probably sub-bodies of those, so it does get kind of complicated. So we know of a few of these here that we can actually put names on. And remember, they're all here to allow the physical body to take physical form. And naturally, if some of these bodies become damaged or corrupted some way, then your life doesn't work properly, or your body doesn't work properly, and that can cause, you know, dis-ease, you know, and illness. So you want to have those cleared out of you. And remember, the whole process for ascension is there to have your bodies get cleaned out. This is why you have to do the work to clean yourself out so that you will be able to do the ascension process. Remember, a baby, when they're first born, has all of the energy in the body, and then once it starts to grow up and, you know, you start walking around, you know, crawling, walking, and start learning how to live life here, at that point you start experiencing the judgments of what life is. And these judgments, you know, start to work with your past genetic history, and you have to learn how to live here, and then you have situations happening. And so your body actually brings up energies that are blocked in it from your ancestors. And from there, you're on this emotional roller coaster ride for the rest of your life. Because your body, you know, is always endeavoring to get well so it can retain its light body form to get rid of all this judgment. And remember, your ancestors gave it to you in your genetic programming. This is your cellular memory. This is what Jesus was healing. Unless I see in other shows, you know, they talk in the Bible that in the Christian churches that, you know, Jesus died for our sins. Well, he was killed, not really died. So he was killed because he was helping people release their judgments out of their body by doing these similar healings that we're doing right now. It's the same life shift that worked with him that's working with you during this program. And you must get rid of all these different judgments from your ancestors to do the ascension process. So he was helping people release their cellular memory in their body so that the body could turn back into a light body and have a higher consciousness. And this is what the ascension is about, is to be able to have your body do a transformation in energy and allow it to become physical somewhere else during the universal shift, which could be 2012. So back to you, Sylvia.
So then would you say when people ascend, essentially, then the body is able to hold light energy, and all these various bodies that have given it physicality will kind of transform into a different type of body, or just be in perfect alignment?
Yes, your physical body has a divine blueprint, and the divine blueprint has been contaminated by judgment. Remember, the body initially was very, very, was the initial body, let's put it that way, was designed from the light chip. And there's an initial blueprint of that body. And then from there, like all life forms on this planet, were brought here by the extraterrestrials. So they just took that same blueprint that we have and brought it into this physicality, and somehow the earth elements were used, because we have to have the body live here on the earth to sustain life with the elements of the earth. So the blueprint then was incorporated, we'll say, with the earth energies. And the earth energies then, which we'll call the earth spirit energies, now resonate with the body. This is why the ascension is so important, so because the earth spirit is allowing you to go with it, because it resonates with the frequency of your body. And that's why you can leave and go with the earth spirit. You can't go typically anywhere else, because your body would not sustain life. So it's allowing you to resonate with its source, and the source of your body with the spiritual blueprint is, from the earth spirit and the energy of the earth spirit to keep it sustaining life. That's why people can live like in a coma or whatever with the spirit, your divine spirit out of you, and the body can still live perfectly well, but the consciousness is not there, the higher consciousness. I hope that kind of isn't too confusing for people, but the main thing is that your wonderful spiritual blueprint, you're able to, at that time in your life, be able to be remade again with perfect health, because your spiritual blueprint initially was perfectly divine. And this is what the light chamber helps people do, is to get that initial divine spark put back into you, because that energy wasn't available to the human race here on this planet, because the extraterrestrials that brought the blueprint in, and their own blueprint, which is what they're copying, remember they have a life form like us, was not 100% light energy. So with the light chamber, you're able to instill and put into yourself, through the sessions that we do in the light chamber, this divine spark in you. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Speaking of the light chamber and these different sessions, we had a wonderful archive that we were playing on Saturday evening when you were at the expo, and it had one of the defense fleet ships from the light ship coming in, and I think it was we were talking about the Star of Bethlehem, and that's how that came up. And a few of us on the fast chat were discussing and talking about how that defense fleet felt very similar to the light infusion chamber.
It's yes, when you get into the higher frequencies, they could feel very similar, yes, uh-huh.
And just so much light.
Yeah, because our body can't really discern too much of the higher frequencies, but yes, it is very, very similar. If we could bring in the Star Bethlehem right now for people to experience.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So here we go. Just sit back and relax, and we'll bring in this energy. And again, it was actually a light ship that was emitting light during that time here. So here we go. It was one of the defense fleet ships from the light ship, the creation light ship. So it's a smaller, light ship, much, much smaller. So here we go. Here it comes. I'll count to 10 as it comes into your room. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll just increase the energy here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, just sit back and relax, and enjoy the wonderful energy. If you have the light being in front of you or the Creation Lightship insignia, the energy will come through that. And just enjoy this heartfelt energy coming into your body for healing. So I'll let you have about a minute here of experience. So I'll just put my light on mute here, and you're just going to hear, have total silence, and go within, stay in your heart center, and experience this divine love energy coming into you. Okay, so what I will say, if anybody is interested in going to the WESAC Festival and hearing the speakers, a good friend, Trisha St. Germain, is with me right now here, and she said that you can go to her website and get about a $50 discount, I believe. So I'll give you the website of hers. It's AscensionSt.Germain.com. I'll just repeat that. AscensionSt.Germain.com, and you can save yourself $50 if you're choosing to go to the WESAC Festival in a couple of weeks here. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. We have a question from Chris. What would it be here like without duality?
Okay, here we go. Good question, Chris. You want to feel it without duality? Here we go. We'll bring in this energy here of divine love, divine peace energy. I'll count to 10, and you're going to feel what it's like without duality around you. And this is also inside of yourself. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll do it a little stronger for everybody. 1, 2, there's feeling good now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you notice, it's very hard to think a negative thought right now, okay? Just try to think of a negative thought. You can notice that your heart will not allow you to think that, okay, because you're strictly in 100% heart energy. So I'll give you a minute here just to contemplate this. And if you also notice that your mind is not working. Your head is not giving you the information. It's all heart-related. So thank you, Chris, for bringing that up. So I'll see you back in about a minute. This is the way the Earth Spirit originally wanted us to live here. And this is before we had interference from outside, we'll say, to prevent us from being in love energy. Well, Sylvia, how do you feel?
Oh, boy. So it's almost hard to put that into words. It just feels so good. You know, it is just exactly like you said, where for me, it's all about heart energy right now. That's where I feel like I'm centered, and, you know, I don't even know what to say. It just feels so good.
Yeah, so all these clearings that we do and different things, it gives you the opportunity to realize the way it could be. And now you know what it's like to actually be very peaceful on the inside. And if you notice, your body is very harmonious right now. And you might even feel yourself getting tired because your body now is going through a very intense healing. So on the healing aspect, what we're going to do now, since we're in this state now, I'm going to bring in the male light beams to do healing. And they're going to come into your room. If you wish to bring up on the monitor screen the light beam, if you're brand new to the program, then go to Creation Light Chip Healing. Click on that and scroll down about an inch on your scroll bar and bring the light beam up in front of you. And you're going to actually see this energy start to transform here. Here we go. So they're coming in stronger, 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 and stronger. I'll just give you a chance to experience these wonderful divine male light beam energies. These are the doctors, the healers on the light ship. There's three of them with you right now. And again, just request your healing. And they can only heal you as much as you're willing to release your emotional traumas out of your body. Remember, you're like a walking judgment factory. And they can only help you as much as these densities are released. That, you know, these have to be released by you in order to allow them to help heal you. Remember, that's still part of your experience. So they won't take away the experience, but they will take away the traumas at times. But you want to just sit back and request healing and just see what happens. And we'll increase your energy a little more for some of you if you like that. So here we go. Stronger. We'll bring in another team here. We're bringing three more light beams. They come in groups of three, like I mentioned. So three more are going to come in to help and assist you. Stronger. 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 And just think of one problem that you're dealing with, physical. And if you just feel fine, then ask for a tune-up. Stronger. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, see you back in a couple of minutes here, or just a minute. allow this energy to come to you. And the energy only comes to your heart center. And just request your healing. Okay, we had a lot of people kind of curious how they feel being in their body fully. So what we're going to do is bring you back to around the time of your birth when you were in your body 100%. So we're going to bring that energy in right now so you can actually feel how it is to be completely aware. And this energy is going to come with you right now into you. So here we go. And this will not have the trauma energy. If you've had traumas back then, don't worry about it. If you had a rebirthing class and you had trouble, don't worry about the energy. This is going to be your spirit energy that you had with you fully when you first arrived here, we'll say, in the body from your birth in this lifetime. So this is when you're fully in your body. So here we go. And stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And just feel the beautiful energy of how you used to be when you were completely innocent and in 100% love energy. Okay, so you should feel much more refreshed right now. And this clearing that we did today with the different bodies, the emotional and mental, we didn't move anything out of you. We just did a clearing with these energies. And the chakras are what the light ship uses. It's only about 1% of your clearings, but we have to relate something down here for our mind to understand what's actually happening. So it's not actually a complete chakra clearing, even though it probably would be, but there's much more happening behind the scenes besides just having a chakra clearing. That's a question that looks like Linda wanted to know. So hopefully I answered that question for you. At times I do take out some bodies out of us so you can experience what it's like to have the bodies released from you. And what we did earlier is bring in that total love energy, what the Earth Spirit expected us to have, which is why it created the Earth to allow us to live in this beautiful energy, to be out of duality, because it did not bring in duality. And we'll bring in some more peace energy for everyone. Here comes the peace energy from the light ship. It'll come in through the light beam. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Yes, most of the clearings that I do down here with people, I normally bring in the female energies because they can interface maybe a little better with humanity. When I bring in the males, they're more electric, much stronger, and that's why I choose to do that. But the males are just more intense, kind of harder to describe, but maybe a little quicker, a little faster. Or the females, it's really hard to put words into this, so I really can't say one's better than the other. But I will say that the females on the light ship are between you and the males, and they instruct the males and tell them what to do for the healing processes. That's why we always use the males for healing, and the females are there to maybe instruct and tell the male doctors what to do, what not to do, how the body's responding to the healing, etc. And if you notice on previous shows, when I bring the male or the females in, the picture actually changes. We'll leave you with the female energy here. So we're going to bring that into the light beam, and we'll be signing off here in about a minute. So here's the female energy coming in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I'll be signing off now. We're a little bit over time here. So I just want to say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful night tonight, and enjoy this beautiful energy. We'll leave the light being activated here on your screen. It'll be the female energies. They'll be on for about the next half an hour, then they'll leave. So blessings to all of you, and good night.
Blessings, everyone. We'll see you Wednesday, 7 p.m. Pacific. Good night.
Good night.